genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brain.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Oh, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turning now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're on every day, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock. You're on KKZZ AM 1400 or streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people have to say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura County. If all of this sounds like National Public Radio, well, then you're getting the idea. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is NPR done right. If you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008, 639-0008, or if you're outside of the county, that's area code 805-639-0008. I have a couple of shout-outs before we get into today's show. Big shout-out to Denise, a real long-time listener. Also, a shout-out to Mary C. Thank you very much for listening down in Camarillo. And a plug for Ed Hat Ventura. If you have not checked out edhatventura.com, it is our local online newspaper. Very interesting. Carries nothing but local news. Check it out. Billy the Brain advertises on that each and every day. You can find our schedule of guests on Ed Hat Ventura. For my regular listeners, you know every show has a theme, and today's theme is positive communicating through positive thinking. My first guest is someone who really needs to help us start off the week on the right foot. He's the master of positive thinking. He can focus our mind on positive thinking in just 5 minutes. Robert Landau is a speaker, author, consultant, and a former worldwide cruise director. Robert Landau is the creator of the 5-Minute Positive Thinking Method. He specializes in bringing fun and results-oriented productivity to the areas of positive thinking, customer service, leadership, and communication. He's an accomplished actor from New York City, turned cruise director for 10 years with a major international cruise line. He had over 300 ports of call on 400 different cruises. He's the author of 3 unique and innovative books, How to Make Customer Service Fun, How to Make Leadership Fun, and How to Make Communication Fun. Robert is known as for his professional skills that lead positive results. Welcome to the show, Robert. How are you doing today?
Hey, Bill. Thank you. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me aboard.
We're privileged to have you on the show. And positive thinking, it's something that we all need a dose of. If you were listening to ABC News at the top of the hour, you know, we could all use a little boost of positive thinking. In fact, Norman Vincent Peale wrote the book on it, The Power of Positive Thinking. Almost everybody's heard of positive thinking, but few of us really understand it. In your mind, what is positive thinking?
Well, positive thinking, Bill, is the difference between how you feel when you hear positive news or when you hear negative news. It has everything to do with optimism. It has everything to do with uplifting thoughts that yield positive actions. To me, positive thinking is all about feeling good. That word feel is so very important. It's about the best possible outcome of something. And to me, Bill, positive thinking is how and who I believe we really are and we're meant to be.
So you think at the heart of it, we're all very positive?
I do. I mean, call me crazy, but I really do. I think when we let our minds buy into things and when our minds tend to wander and dwell on the past or possibly what might be coming up in the future, we start to get into a little, shall we say, negative territory, which overshadows the positive.
Okay. Well, now, certain part of positive thinking is hereditary. Scientists have shown that. Certain part of it is just your conditioning and how you view the world. So what portion of the genetic makeup of positive thinking enters into your system, your 5-minute system?
Yeah, good question. And what I would ask you to consider is maybe there's a link between the two areas that you just mentioned. So if positive thinking is indeed hereditary, how does that manifest in your life experience? Is there a hereditary trait of worry, of fear, that gets passed down from generation to generation in one's family? And then how, because you buy into those beliefs, does it express itself in your thinking? Oh, I'm not going to go on that trip today because I'm afraid something might happen, so on and so forth. These are thought forms, in a sense, and feelings and energy that's passed down from generation to generation. What positive thinking does, and what my five-minute system does, is show you how to work with those very real thoughts, but then how to shift and change them into something positive to get you back on track.
All right, and we're going to get into that five-minute system in just a minute, but a lot of people, it was hip to be cynical about positive thinking. What do you say to those people who are openly cynical about being positive in your thinking?
You know, I say that that's fine. A dose of cynicism is really a good thing. It helps one learn. It helps one explore. It helps one realize. You know, some things that people have said, there may be an element of truth to it, but I believe it's all how you approach it. If you feel somewhere deep within that positive thinking might be a good thing for you to explore, then do it. If you don't think or feel that it's going to work for you, then don't, and move on to something else. You know, there isn't one thing in this world that works for everybody. There isn't one food that everybody likes. Everybody approaches things in a slightly different way, and certain things will work for them, and certain things don't.
Oh, great. We're talking to Robert Lando, everybody. He's the creator of the 5-Minute Positive Thinker Method, and we're getting to the secret sauce of his method in just a minute. But so I understand what you're saying about cynics, but what about people who want to believe in positive thinking? They've sort of tried it in the past, but it hasn't worked for them. I mean, what would you say to that?
Well, specifically, what hasn't worked in the past for them? You know, that could be a number of different things. If they'd like to give it a go again, you know, everybody has a somewhat different approach. My approach is something very quick that we have a moment or two that we have time for during the day that will ultimately really create the shift and change that we're looking for. For people who haven't had success with this, I say try it again. If it doesn't work, move on to something else. You'll find exactly what it is that works for you, whether it happens to be positive thinking or not.
Well, now that's interesting, Robert, because that brings up the point, or it begs the question, are there times when positive thinking doesn't work?
Yes. I would say yes. And it all depends on the individual. Positive thinking doesn't work when, let's go back to those hereditary patterns that we spoke about before, when those are so strong that the person still hangs on to those to where they can't move forward and understand that something like that may have had more to do with the past than the present or certainly the future. So it depends on where the person is with how deep it is in what they believe in. Are they willing to change that? Can they? Do they believe they can?
All right. Well, we're talking to Robert Lando, everybody. He is the creator of the 5-Minute Positive Thinker Method. And so far we've been talking a lot about how you view positive thinking, what your opinions are, and so forth. But there's a whole bunch of scientific evidence about positive thinking. You mind sharing some of that, what the scientific community has come up with on positive thinking?
Sure. We're living in a day and age when scientific studies are starting to venture into areas such as positive thinking. And the results are really, really amazing, at least to me. Here are a couple of examples. For example, there was a study of 100,000 women that was presented at the American Psychosomatic Society. And the study found a strong correlation between optimism and a person's risk for cancer-related death, heart disease, and early death. So in this study, Bill, researchers surveyed the personality traits of middle-aged women back in 1994 as part of the Women's Health Initiative study that was originally run by the National Institutes of Health. Well, 8 years later, researchers found that the self-reported optimistic women were less likely to have died for any reason and had a 30% lower death rate from heart disease. So meanwhile, the women who scored high on the hostile scales in this study had a higher general death rate and a 23% greater risk of dying from a cancer-related condition by the end of the study.
Wow, that's interesting.
To me, it is fascinating because I'm somebody who wants proof. If this is going to work for me, as it has for hundreds and thousands of people, I want to know how and why. And I love these kind of studies because they prove that it does. Here's another one very quickly. There was a University of Rochester Medical Center researcher who found that men who believed that they were at a lower than average risk for cardiovascular disease actually experienced a 3 times lower incidence of death from heart attacks and strokes just because of what they believed. And obviously, in these studies, you live a lot longer, these studies are starting to show us, if you think positively, if you're in a positive frame of mind, than if you're in a negative.
Interesting. We're talking to Robert Landau, everybody. He's the creator of the 5-Minute Positive Thinker Method. But that particular study, Robert, I want to call you out on that a little bit, because what's the difference there in that study between positive thinking and wishful thinking? In other words, if I'm told I'm going to at a higher, less of a risk for heart disease, well, then that's fine. That's what I want to believe. That's wishful thinking. What's the difference between positive thinking and wishful thinking?
Positive thinking, to me, Bill, is putting thought into action. It's putting belief into action. So as far as these studies go, if I'm going to adopt the belief system that I am in perfect health, radiant health, and I move forward with that, no matter what my obstacles might be, to me that's not wishful thinking, it's positive thinking. It hits the nail on the head. Wishful thinking to me is somewhat a little wishy-washy, because you may get there and you may not. I believe you have a greater chance of getting where you want to be if you align yourself correctly with that goal.
All right. We're talking to Robert Landau, everybody. He's the creator of the 5-Minute Positive Thinker Method. And we've got to take a short break here, Robert. But when we come back, I want to tease the audience with this question. You've heard about the book, The Secret, and the movie, The Secret, and so forth and so on. When we come back, I want you to talk about positive thinking, The Secret, and how those two converge. Don't answer that now. Answer it when we come back after this short break.
And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
It turns the brains into guacamole.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Frank. You're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. And as you know, every show has a theme. Today's theme is positive communicating through positive thinking. My first guest, Robert Landau, is truly a positive thinker. He is the creator of the 5-Minute Positive Thinker Method. He has done extensive research into the area of positive thinking and the effects, the good effects that it has on one's life. He's also the author of several books, How to Make Customer Service Fun, How to Make Leadership Fun, and How to Make Communication Fun. But today we're really focusing in on positive thinking. And Robert, right before we went to break, I asked you to think about the movie The Secret and the positive thinking and how The Secret and positive thinking kind of come together in your mind.
Sure. To me, Bill, The Secret, at least one of the things that it's very strong on, is the fact that thoughts are things. I think positive thinking has a lot to do with that, and it's the difference between beliefs and behavior. Beliefs are, let's talk about the hereditary thing again, what we've been conditioned with, what we've grown up to believe. Beliefs are thoughts. If we believe something and think that way, then what The Secret tells us is that most likely that very thing will manifest somehow in our lives. Well, if this is true, and I believe it is, then isn't it better to put a positive spin on what we're thinking about and to take a look at our beliefs and make sure that they align with that too, so that when it's results time, we're happy with what we see and are. So to me, there's a direct correlation between the secret and what I feel positive thinking is.
All right, that makes sense, Robert. We're talking to Robert Landau, everybody. But before we get into the area where our listeners are going to think, oh, this is just too airy-fairy for me, can you give us some real-life examples of how this is put into practice?
You bet. I'm originally a New Yorker. And
I never would have known that.
Just like Missourians, you gotta prove it to us, and it better be good. So I'll give you two very quick examples of how this has worked for me. First, a not-so-pleasant one happened 3 years ago when I lost my parents through a very, very tragic accident. Mm-hmm. And nothing prepares you for when you receive that call saying, Robert, I don't know how to tell you this, but your parents perished last night.
Oh, that can never be good.
No. And so what do you do? How do you move from that point on? I was extremely close to them, and so here I had to eat my own words. I was presented with this horrific obstacle that I had to somehow surmount. What I did was use positive thinking, and again, very simplistic was it for me, in that I kept saying almost like a mantra, not I will get through this, but I am getting through this. And any time those feelings seem to just totally overwhelm me of darkness and despair, I came back to that same phrase, I am getting through this. I am getting through this. Because people console you, but in an incident like that, nobody really knows what it's like to try to climb out of that dark cave that, you know, all of a sudden you find yourself in. I came out of it much sooner than I would have otherwise, and it's all because of what I believe concerning positive thinking.
Well, that's a very moving example. And you say you have others?
Yes, I have. You had mentioned that I was an international cruise director.
Mm-hmm.
I did that for 10 years. It was the best career. It was incredible. 300 ports of call, 400 cruises worldwide. I believe that I totally created that career for myself through what I believed and my thoughts that turned into behavior, that turned into action. I was in New York City. I was a struggling actor. I was not happy with the industry at that time, although if I knew then what I know now, you might have been seeing me on TV this week instead of speaking to me here. But I live very close to the East River. There's a wonderful jogging path along the river. So to get myself on ships in front of the hundreds and thousands of other people who wanted to do the same, I decided that when I would jog along that path along the East River in Manhattan every day, I would believe and feel that I was positively on the long promenade deck of the QE2, and that the water beside me, the East River, was the Atlantic Ocean. So every day, for 15 minutes, not five, for 15 minutes, I would do this jog along the East River, believing that I already was on the QE2. I kid you not, Bill, 4 weeks after 2 months of doing that, I got a call from the QE2 to work on that ship, and I never submitted my resume to them.
How did they find out about you? That's fascinating.
A friend of a friend had recommended me to Cunard, unbeknownst to me, and it totally, totally freaked me out when I got the call. But for me, it was perfect confirmation that what I believed in, which of course I still do, works.
Oh, that's wonderful. We're talking to Robert Landau, everybody. He's the creator of the 5-Minute Positive Thinker Method. Those are some very powerful examples. Now, Robert, if people are listening to the sound of your voice, they kind of like what they hear. We're going to get into your 5-Minute Method here in just a minute. But if they want to learn more, what website would you send them to?
Thank you for asking, Bill. The website is the5minutepositivethinker.com. The5minutepositivethinker.com. And on there, I have 2 free gifts for anyone that's listening today. These are 2 articles that I've written recently about the subject that we're talking about today.
Okay, now, is that 5 spelled out F-I-V-E, or is it the numeral 5-minute?
It's 5 spelled out F-I-V-E.
The5minutepositivethinker.com.
You bet.
Okay, good. Now, let's dive into it. Let's get into the nuts and bolts. So if anybody's listening to the sound of our voices, they want to start practicing this right away. Tell us about your 5-Minute Positive Thinker Method.
Sure. It's a system that I've created that goes over the course of just 3 months. And what people are sent are 2 5-Minute MP3 downloads a week that are full of affirmations, meditations, too, which you can also call prayers or thoughts. It doesn't have to have the moniker of meditation to it. And guided coaching about this process. So really, at the core, Bill, it's about how to change inherited beliefs, whether it comes from family or not, into positive new thought forms. How to go out with the old and in with what's present and new. There's a big emphasis also in the system on how to use positive thinking to manifest things in your life. I have the 5-minute moniker because if anybody's like me, they have so much going on during their day, whether it's a weekday or a weekend, that 5 minutes is pretty good time, I feel, to devote to something like this, and also after 3 months to really see some changes in your life.
Well, I like it, Robert, that you're boiling it down to 5 minutes a day, which is certainly manageable. Anybody can do 5 minutes a day. You can squeeze out 5 minutes. And the fact that it only goes over a 12-week period is also very interesting. We're talking to Robert Landau, the creator of the 5-Minute Positive Thinker Method. But I have to ask you the question, because I am Billy the Brain. What makes this method different from other positive thinking methods that are out there?
The emphasis on manifesting things, the emphasis on going in there and changing what doesn't seem to work, and the short time required each day. I mean, it helps you build a rhythm with this, so it becomes as natural as your breath. You don't need 3 hours. You don't need to go on the top of a mountain anywhere and contemplate this for long periods of time. I make it very easy to incorporate this into one's busy day.
I like that. We're talking to Robert Landau, everybody, creator of the 5-Minute Positive Thinker. Certainly 5 minutes is something that you can devote to changing your attitude, changing your life. I love it. Robert, I can't believe how quickly the time has gone. Again, if somebody wants to learn more about this, where would you send them? What website?
I would send them to the 5minutepositivethinker.com, and that's F-I-V-E.
Great. 5minutepositivethinker.com. Robert Landau, it has been a real pleasure. Thank you for being my guest today on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Sounds great, Bill. My pleasure. Thank you.
Take care, Robert. Thank you.